Yes, you was when you were a Katunda.
Praise Jesus, my children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Is life good? What of your body? You know, life and the body, these are different things. Is it not that?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Greet of your brethren and wish them the best. That you prove coming from God the Father and proclaim to be upon them. Those are the best from the Father, the Father in heaven, who is the one who can give us the good things. Bible speaks in the Hebrews 12 and the verses 9.
Won't
he do more to give us the good things? Praise Jesus so much. And
he
even knows what we need before we ask them. But our asking, we are always reminding him and to show him that indeed we are in need and we are not to use wrongly. We want to move on with the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who lived before us, even us living now, and those going to be coming, to reaching the coming of Jesus Christ. And we are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Praise Jesus so much. That our journey, we already moved from the planet Earth where we are, and we passed so other 9 planets and we went in the firmament of the heaven and we found the kingdom of the star, the sun and the moon, and we went to the circular appearance of the heaven. We used the northern door and we moved up to the rim above where we find the 3 heavens, but we got to be in the first created heaven, where right now we see many things, and it's the city where there is the, it's the heaven where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels, just as you see how these groups are here, together with the saints of God who come from the earth. After we were finished our works well, we have seen much in this city of God, and we still sing the 7 groups of angels. In this time, as we see the 7 seals and the 7 groups of angels,
yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So, yokuna,
and now we see the 4th seal
amani,
of the spirit of power and the group of the angels of power and the type of horse.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And in this time, as we see that within the 4th seal is where we saw the angel of death and hell and the type of horse on which they move with.
It was
required of us to look at the sicknesses of the angel of death and also to see the sicknesses of Satan. And then after we see the sickness of the body weakness, and we all see how they are treated.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, because we came seeing those issues, we are still seeing the sicknesses of Satan under the 4th seal. Satan's sicknesses, which he brings through masquerading, Satan's sicknesses and his fallen angels, which he passes through masquerading into different creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the way we are meant to heal them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We still see Satan and sicknesses, which make through masquerading. I hope you remember that well. Sicknesses. Together with his fallen angels, which he makes through masquerading into different creations. Now we can attack you in a dream as an insect or a bird, or physically. Now we want to see those sicknesses and the way of treating them. Praise Jesus so much,
but
they have a way to heal them. But we have been studying of them, and today we want to move on. When we read in the book of Ezekiel, now before we reach there, let's briefly get back to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. For we told them we see this under the fourth seal. Revelation 6 from verses 7.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akookuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti, jangu. Olunya olw'omunaana. Ne ndaba, era laba, embalasi eya kyenvu, n'eyali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa, ne magombe n'agenda naye. Ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi, okutta n'ekitala, n'enjala, n'olumbe.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we studied the fourth seal, the seal of spirit of power, and the fourth group of angels, the angel of death and hell, the angels of the chains, and the type of horse.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now it is required of us to check the sicknesses of death together with of hell or the bottomless pit. And all those we saw them in the way of the different animals. Those they can use to bring sicknesses which can cause death.
We
saw the type of the famine and the sword. And we reached at the aspect where we understood that sicknesses of death and hell, they are in the authority God gave them. And if they fall on you, you cannot escape them. Praise Jesus so much. If it comes like a punishment, you have to repent. It's the only way you can escape them and to live the unrighteousness caused us to go search whether indeed there are sicknesses of Satan. For under these seals we were told this. This is where we know some of the last extreme secrets concerning angels of God together with their works.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much.
And
we reached to separate the angels, the death, sickness of the angel of death and hell, and the sicknesses of Satan, those they make with his fallen angels, and how we can heal them. Now, after we finish, we have to see sickness which come because of body weakness, those affect people and they can directly be healed through using medicine and things like those. But when we reach on Satan's sicknesses and his fallen angels and those called the demons, and they make them through masquerading into different creations. Now we're going to discover its healing.
It
involves to first capture evil spirits to be bound. For these devils, they do this through masquerading into different creations.
It
can appear as a snake, attacks and bites you, and you get wild malaria. Though they give you usual medicine to treat usual snakes and you don't get healed, they can come in a form of the grass or a tree and they spread grass on the floor. And you say, this person lightens grass for
me, but I got
what they say to give witchcraft.
You know, when
you give witchcraft, you've given out a fallen angel.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But all those, how do we handle them?
And
we see under this fourth seal and the fourth group of the angels, the angels of power, the angels of the chains, those who can bind those evil spirits. When we
began
to see type of horse they move by, because within the seal are many secrets, it was required us go check out other things. Like we've told you, in this time we're still looking at the sicknesses of Satan together with his fallen angels, in bracket those we call demons, those they make through masquerading into different creations. And they plant there a tree, yet they have not planted a usual tree, just as we first saw them. And after we see the way to heal them, the way we heal them, we as the church,
for
when it reaches sicknesses of Satan,
no
doctors can heal them on the physical doctors. And they reached and they said, no, there is no witchcraft. They try to work on it till they have failed. Those sicknesses of Satan hold a trick. The sicknesses of Satan, if you've gotten them and you have bewitched you of them, or if they have attacked you,
they are
either healed by Satan, yet the trick in I've been speaking of, when they take away this from you, they put another on you.
And
if they really get healed, you have to come to the right Christ and his church. They are the only ones who can treat and heal you totally of sickness of Satan. But if they bewitch you of witchcraft and you go to the sorcerer, the sorcerer takes that witchcraft from you and he puts another on you. Now they don't heal
in
the kingdom of Satan, they don't heal you of sicknesses of Satan. But just as we told you of in the book of Ezekiel, that
these
things even reach to enter the church,
us
and some prophets pervert from the track of the word of God, and they condive with the demons which make money. Praise Jesus so much. Now what does that mean? They have signs of different animals through which they appear, or through which their powers appear, and they make people get sick, that they go to their gatherings, they be healed from there. And now they are making money through that. That's why in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter
8,
he speaks like this.
Ezekiel chapter
8 from verse 5.
Aunangamba anti omwana womuntu, yimusa amaso go kakano eriye kuba erigendo buchiko bwakono. Awunenye musa amaso gange eriye kuba erigendo buchiko bwakono. Kale laba, ekifana nyinchi necho bujja nga kiri mu mulyango kuluyi olwo buchiko bwakono, oliyo olwo mulyango ogwe choto. Olinyo olwo mukaga. Awunangamba anti omwana wo muntu, laba, olaba che bakola. Olaba emizizi emikulu ennyumba ya Isirayiri gye bakolera wano, ndio kenesambe wala watukuvu wange. Na yo nolaba nate n'emizizi emirala emikulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We showed you some signs of different animals together with the insects and the birds or the grass,
in
likeness of different creations. Many times they make an image of it, yet another knows its power manifests through that image of the animal,
the
power of Satan or of his fallen angel. That called the demon. And another can tell you, you're going to be speaking tongues in this time, but you're going to bring out your tongues like snakes, and you begin to do like that as snakes. Straight know the other spirits have arrived. The things happen in the shrines, but what surprises most, reach a time and enter what would have called the Church of Christ, and there are those spirits in there. Another tells the Holy Spirit is moving. Some of you are making noise like cows, others like frogs. Others like pussycats. Others stretch themselves like snakes on the floor. Others you roll like a hippo. And as if you are in the water.
Others
caterpillars on you. You begin to feel things like those.
You are sick
when you don't get healed as they make money.
Those
things are not easy. But the way we started the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the armies of the angels of power, angels of the chain, those who can bind those evil spirits, those are the rightful angels of real death and real hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
the way why we've reached in this phase,
and
we see of sicknesses of Satan, Satan and his fallen angels, those called the demons, those they make through masquerading into different creations, and how we can move on to heal those sicknesses. Like I told you, move on to first capture the spirits which bring those sicknesses, and then we ask the Holy Spirit pass through the healing. That is what Lord Jesus said. You can't enter a strong man's house
if
you destroy his works, except you first bound and capture and bound him.
There's
a point which reaches that someone holds demons,
yet
they are sick of malaria or a different sickness, and don't first get and bind that person. Don't get healed no matter how you treat them, and they even get running stomach.
And
you bring treatment of running stomach is not healed.
It
would have required to first capture, bind that evil spirit, and then we destroy the works evil works of Satan he does to torment the children of God. When he moves on in Ezekiel 8, it moves on to show that there's a point they reach, these fallen angels, and they're given signs of different animals or likeness of creations. You'll see a pastor,
and
he has this table he makes counseling from, but there is an image of a cat on it, a physical cat or a fake cat.
All these
artificial dogs which shake their heads like that. Or if he's going to be praying for you, he first laws. Oh, he blows like that. He blows.
Straight
know the other spirits how they masquerade.
When
many times when you run from those prophets or false apostles, you usually get sick,
and
you get many problems. Maybe even those they call curses. Let's move on
Ezekiel 8.
Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 7.
Awo nandeta ku lujjo olw'olujja. Awo bwe natunula, laba, ekituli nga kiri mu kisenge. Olw'omunaana. Awo n'angamba nti omwana w'omuntu, sima nno mu kisenge. Awo bwe namala okusima mu kisenge, laba, oluggi. Olunya olw'omwenda. N'angamba nti yingira olabe emizizo egy'obubi gye bakolera wano. Olunya olw'ekkumi. Awo ne nnyingira ne ndaba, era laba. Buli ngeri y'ebyewalula n'ensolo ez'emizizo n'ebifaananyi byonna eby'ennyumba ya Isirayiri nga bitoneddwa ku kisenge enjuyi zonna.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Eri omanyi lyalinga ekkuŋŋaaniro bw'oliraa.
You know it was like you see the synagogue.
Naye nga muna eririna akatuli mu kisenge.
But friend, they had a hole within the wall. Secret is the other men we are passing through the small holes.
Now,
they are amazing things. There are times we reach and the wizards turn into other things. And they even become wind and they move in the sky. Those things reach to even enter in some of the churches, even in those religions. And they tell you the pastor is coming, you don't see where they have come from. And they come from through the hall. As they come and
see
the animal roaring. They tell you, close your eyes.
This
time God wanted to show Ezekiel what is moving on. He told him, enter this synagogue. He told him, see that hole in the wall. And the hole was very small. Don't expect something is inside there. But those ministers we are to study of, those who claimed to serve God, yet they
are
condemned with Satan and fallen angels, those called the demons.
And
they came in likeness of animals, attacked children of God in dreams, and they appear as mosquitoes flying
and
come bite you and you get sick of malaria. And they get to make money through that. Those things happen under the sun. When they came in the night, like at 3 in the night, the pastor leaves home, he's not told his wife.
Or
the wife is the pastor. Free, she's going
over,
that she's separating herself. Yet when she reaches the synagogue, she turns into something else, passes through the hall. And she enters into there, there's another room. You know, there are synagogues they built. Even some of them, I can name them.
And
they have inner rooms you don't know of. Others are in the basement. Even some of those I will speak
there.
If you go to Mutunde, you'll see it. In the basement of the pulpit, there is a place they reside in there. What is in there, I wonder whether the pastor did without knowing that.
Others
put stones like in a tin like this. You think they are stones, but they put in eggs. Eggs. They put in eggs.
Stones,
you find their eggs.
Sometimes
you don't find them. What are those eating the eggs there? I want you to understand the things of the wizards of the world. The way they pass through bewitched sicknesses. And they work with Satan and fallen angels.
Those
things came to enter even in the false churches. They make money for
you.
You shouldn't get healed every time you are sick. As they make money. When you leave there, you leave them at their synagogues. They enter through the small hall. These are the ones who visit you in the night. And the pastor visits you in the night. You see him is seated on your bed.
And
other spirits clothe him and they become into something, another different thing.
Others
even marry you where you are, you got married. The demons come in the night.
The pastor, the prophet, enters your house, and they use you the entire night. And there are those who sodomize. Let's finish Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 8:11.
There were animals, crawling creatures, different creatures, even some you've never seen of them. That is why you see. Down they will show you the 70 men who were trusted in the church.
Some worked with animals which appeared in this.
If they prophesy on you, they can say, in the night you usually see a lion, yet they are the ones sending it.
Snakes
moving on you in the night. They bewitched you.
Yet
is the one who prays to bewitch you through that.
Think
they are prophesying on you, they have been revealed. Let us see these men who are in do things.
Ezekiel 8:11.
You hear what happened?
Seventy-two men.
Trusted elders of those.
Those who are trusted to be in the church, yet them two became sorcerers of the world.
And they've condemned with the devils.
Satan and his fallen angels.
Those called the demons.
And
they come appear in likeness of animals. That pastor you see.
When you hear the caterpillar is moving in you,
that is the Holy Ghost moving. And what it is right. That is the demon Holy Ghost. But you interpreted wrongly that it's the Holy Spirit. They know the things they relate and work with. When he begins to pray for you, he begins to throw those demons to you like that. You begin to see. They enter you like that.
These things are happening in the world.
But as God passes through, as we study the groups of angels, the seven groups and their works, in the time we've reached to study the seven seals and the seven groups of angels, and we see in the time we open the seal, we have much we understand. We first realize that we get to understand that every group of angels work under one spirit, on the seven spirits of God. But in this aspect, and we understand this seal, when we open it, we know the type of horse
n'amagaali ku bikwatagana n'ebibinja by'amalayika bino
on the chariots on all groups of the angels
kyatuviriddeko mu kibinja kino ekyokuna okugenda ene ewala
caused us on the fourth group of angels to go this far
kubanga seal ebeeramu ebintu bingi ebyokutegeera
within a seal are many things to understand
nga bwenga nti tugulawo seal eno eyokuna
like I told you when we opened the fourth seal
kolebwa omwoyo w'amaanyi
it's made of the spirit of power
n'ekibinja ky'amalayika ab'amaanyi
and the group of angels of power
bamalayika ab'enjegere
the angels of the chains
Yes, you ever see
Praise Jesus so much. And the type of horse and the chariot. But because we understood the angels of death and hell, and we heard that they even make different sicknesses.
They
manifest sicknesses through different animals.
Usually
those animals bite people because of weakness of body. Now we want much.
You separate
the sicknesses of Satan, how are they? Now it's the time we are in, which caused us rich here, that we can separate those things. Separate the sicknesses of angels of death and hell, separate those of Satan and his fallen angels, the sicknesses of the demons, and the way of healing them. After we shall head on see sicknesses of body weakness, or for sin. You know when sin is
taught,
it weakened the human body.
And it
is deep to get sick of or the surrounding him.
Now
we shall see also
that.
But the truth is this. These devils, they masquerade to different creations. And they attack different places. And they cause different sicknesses to people around. Some people dream big snakes bite them and they wake up when they are sick. And they take them in hospitals, they don't get healed. Sickness, they cause them to get, they appear as usual sicknesses. And they say they have malaria, but it's not clear malaria. Sometimes they look for them, they can't see them.
Yes.
They want to check out a demon with these detectors of theirs. They want to use their telescopes to check. That they check the sickness. Yet if the other is the demon. When they reach to check, the demon goes aside. And he said, now I'm well. And he sends you home. And it enters you again.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After we've been told by God things of that way, how they are, and how we can handle it. As church, we must have gotten filled of wisdom. And you can quickly realize sicknesses of the devils and how you can treat them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. For we know it very well. When God warned us, that the devils will reach to make other creations. The thing which began from the spiritual world. And they masquerade in different forms of creation. Now they have put it physically. And they create different forms of creation. Let me tell you, they can even send you cassava and it's not cassava. And you take cassava to eat, yet it's not cassava.
Wazimu tayari
kakati. Demon. Some of those plants in which they have put evil spirits. You plant it, and after 2 years, it births different sicknesses.
And
in birth sicknesses, they consume all creations you have around. Even you who eat of them, you get sick of different sicknesses.
You say,
what are we up to? The world is gotten worse.
Well,
even now you can wonder what you shall be eating. For everything they affect it. But it began from the spiritual world. And they masquerade into grass. They appear as trees. They appear different creation. But when God warned us, he showed. They
will
even reach to make a goat, yet it's a cow.
Yet
not that God sent his spirit in it. But within it will be a fallen angel. Now that you are welcoming a dog at the same time a human being. The portion that is a dog, but the head is of a human being. And then you will understand it later. Now they first designed those things for us, and they brought them in the forms of the dolls that we get used to them. You get a bat at the same time a pig.
It's
having the mouth of him.
You
bought a doll for your child.
The
situation we head on is filled of spiritual wars.
Also come
not to come into things like dolls. There is one of our sister. She unclothed the body as I speak now. She entered in the men there. They when they are clothing white. I don't know who knows of them. And they gave her a doll. They told her all your power now lies in that doll. But that doll, it has to sleep in a bed. You cover it very well. Put the doll in the beds of the babies. And the dolls jumped out
of it.
And the doll began to cane her as it stood. It touched her, she was wet, and she felt she's being beaten. When she took it back, walk when the doll is sleeping. And she said, the doll which is beating me, she took it back to the god she got it from. They told her, you have to give the doll a big bed. That one is your lord now. Now when she came from there, she didn't
take
to get a bed for it. And she went to a silent church. The doll got her and would throw her off. And throw her off.
And
they played the doll, chased her from that synagogue. Now you have to be careful. Speak this well in the Romans chapter 8. And he said these people will reach to put in place different unusual
creations.
Don't you think they will hold the spirit which God has put in as other creations? Still they are going to be fallen angels.
There.
Those known as the demons.
So to be
you know, they made a cat which is the dog at the same time. We showed you they make this from the underground. As they prepare for what they call the New World Order. Romans 8 from verse 38.
Kubanga ntegere dalanga. Newankubadde okufa, newankubadde obulamu, newankubadde bamalayika, newankubadde abafuga, newankubadde ebiriwo, newankubadde ebigenda okubaawo, newankubadde amaanyi. 39. Newankubadde obugulumivu, newankubadde okugenda wansi, newankubadde ekitonde kyonna ekirala. Tebiyinzenga kutwawukanya na kwagala kwa Katonda okuli mu Kristo Yesu mukama waffe.
Agambye nti newankubadde ekitonde ekijja.
Neither a new creation.
Omanyi bagenda kugetaageta n'ebitondetonde
ebitategeerekeka.
Ninaga nti byasookera mu nsi
y'omwoyo
nga basitaani abo
and those devils
bagenda mu mazzi n'okwefuula engeri y'obutonde obw'enjawulo wabula bwe kituusa ate kati leva erinnye basoose kutumanyiza engeri y'obutonde
obutategeerekeka
nga babukolaakola mu ngeri za ddole. Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
They have
put them on the schools of the young children. You see a boy with the head of an insect. The way they are preparing this world. But they are going to torment. For they first faked most of the foods.
And
most of the foods became sickness.
When
we eat it, we end up getting sicknesses. But the level they have reached on is create new creations. They were working on what we call the new world order.
Yes,
it's the reason why we've gone in the depth. That we call the seals to open them. And you understand the wild things in there. Those which have come in the world and those still coming. And you know how are you going to confront them? If even in church they are there, this is where we rent to, but they are too much on us there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We read in the
Isaiah 29 verses 15
and 16.
All these things they have been setting them from the underground, even under the ocean. Praise Jesus so much. I'm not going to go deep in that. But what is this?
As
wizards used to send evil spirits to the fallen angels. And just as they do, that thing even reached to enter in the false churches. They can even send in you that evil spirit
and
makes you get sick of a big tumor on you. After they drive you to them to heal you, that they can make money. Now this battle,
that's
why I'm telling you it's raising levels every day. That's why it tells us this in the Acts 16:16. From all them days there are people who have claimed to pray for us in this world, yet they are the ones who first sent us problems. They reached villages, they move around praying for them. That they make crusades of calling the entire nation or conferences, and they begin to pack evil spirits in the people.
It appears
in the likeness of animals and different creations. They pass the village as they torment and make people get sick. And they begin to make money for themselves as they claim to pray for them. Acts 16 verse 16.
Omuwale yaliko daimoni alagula natusanga. Yafuniranga bakama be ebintu ebingi olw'okulagula. Olaba ekintu ekyaliwo.
You see the thing which happened.
Waliwo baali basabira sebo.
At the place they prayed from.
Nga sebo madamu aliko daimoni
and
ziragula.
A girl with demons which prophesied were
kati
there.
Kati yazisindikanga.
Now she sent them.
Mu bantu.
In the people.
Ku byalo yonna yonna.
On the entire villages.
Ne bajja bambi.
And they came with their problems.
Mukama tuyambe.
God help us.
Gamba kama ako. Alaze mukwe mlimo msota.
God has
gogo.
You, and it begins to move in the person.
Business.
Yet they are on business.
Fallen angels
have appeared as snakes.
Okay,
you're going to vomit insects. And they're vomiting. As they got the money.
The senior demon
is on the head.
It relates
with demons and the people, and they make money for their master. And you get to come. Already knows the ones they prayed in the rooms they separate from. Those rooms still, they are like shrines. Is there, and he said, let demon attack them. Those attack within the ants. Those who attack them in the ants. Those in the likeness of animals. We have to make money tomorrow. As you come, you think you're in issues of prayer. And
they
say, you have ants in you, and you begin to scratch yourself. You're scratching yourself. You've seen the drama there. He already knows, for he relates with these things. And they don't totally heal you.
You
have to remain sober. If you don't give, they will come back. For he is the one who keeps them to himself. That's why when you go to when you go to Mulago, he gathers all the witchcraft from yourself. Even when you go demons of the clans, he gathers them to himself. And he sends to villages, they get sick, and he makes money through that. Where they prayed from. You see, you go there, you think you're getting healed. You find another, they give them money, yet they have a sickness. They put that spirit in them, they suck blood from them through the sickness. There's another, they put...
The spirit
always tell them, don't be here, you're not
going to
be here. To be the Holy Spirit, your God, he never allows you to settle anywhere. For they give them deals, they tell them, if you accept our works to prevail, we are going to give you money. Now you every time, they knew you loved God, but you don't know him.
Now
this
one
that I want to hear from God, they put in you the demon of not settling in a place. As you're still there, and they appear to you, they come as an angel like that, or the voice of the Lord, leave this place. Leave this place. And the voice is speaking. You can begin to move. Every synagogue you go to, you see, as if you sit a little, you move away. Every time you hear God speak to you. Now friends, those things, they are so
surprised.
Let's repeat in the Acts and we see it. Acts 16, verse
16. Omuwale yaliko daimoni alagula na tusanga. Eyafuniranga bakamabe ebintu ebingi olw'okulagula. Ule 17. Oyobo ya goberera Paulo naffe nayogerera waguru n'agamba nti abantu bano baddu ba Katonda ali waguru ennyo ababuulira ekkubo ery'obulokozi. 18. Nakolanga bw'atyo ennaku nnyingi.
Now imagine.
There
are demons prophesying. They even know to speak as God. These people, servants of the Most High,
which
is the way of salvation.
If
going to synagogue,
these
gods who come on the heads of the people there,
you're
afraid, no, you've fallen on the problem. That woman holds fallen angels.
These religions, Catholics, Protestants.
God visits you in things not clear.
Nothing
like telling you scriptures that God visited you. That he spoke with me.
What
did he speak with you? It's not in the scriptures.
Why doesn't
you accept you sit with people to prove whether he is the one?
Some
demons, as you've come, you're new.
You are a powerful minister.
Yet, they are pulling you to draw you to themselves. That they can corrupt you well.
If
you go in many ministries, those demons are mostly in, majorly in women.
As the service
is moving, they don't even respect the pastor. Yet they know the pastor. They put it in her. She stands up like that. Worship me. Let there be praise. Sometimes they pass through the congregation. You are a wizard. You are like this. You in the service?
God
of disorder within the world. What is he going into?
Wanji.
Praise Jesus, brethren. I thank God for the things he teaches us all. Where we move by, we meet them. I have my neighbor. I usually go there and as if I want to share a word with them. But they tell me he's an evangelist. But in reaching, he told me he's reached a level in his relation with God. And he's worked for that level. But in all he tells me, he reached a level he told me. He told me that God usually visits him and he comes through that voice.
And
he comes, tells him, go to Mulago Hospital, preach the gospel. He told me that one day he was in a taxi and he heard a voice.
Mulago.
And the entire taxi, the voice spread it. I wondered, I looked at him. I fought for a gap to help him. But he showed me what he's onto is right.
So
now we thank God for helping us to be able to distinguish. For it's not easy. Those things have tormented people.
Foreign
angel can appear as a lion of Judah and he appears to you.
Yeah.
And he comes, roaring. After Jesus comes out of it,
I'm
the lion of Judah.
You're
going to begin a ministry. You first move around this
village
and call them. Call all of them.
Yet
you are going to bewitch the village.
You
used to wake up at
3 in
the night. You walk the village. You are moving the village. You are praying, walking a village. Now, Apostle Paul, one day when he was on the journey of heading to Rome, fallen angels tried on him in all ways and they failed. What they did, they decided to come through a thing like a snake to bite him. Acts. Acts 28 from verse 1.
Bikula bya batuma 28 n'olunyiri olusooka.
Acts chapter 28 from verse 1.
Bwetwamala okulokoka ne tulyoka tutegeera ng'ekizinga kiyitibwa Merita. Olwokubiri, bannaggwanga ne batukola obulungi obutali bwa bulijjo, kubanga baakuma omuliro ne batusembeza ffenna olw'enkuba eyatonnya n'olw'empewo. Olunyiri olwokusatu, naye Pawulo bwe yakunganya omuganda gw'obuku n'agussa mu muliro, embala saasa n'evaamu olw'ebbugumu n'emwerippa ku mukono.
Akati abasinga balowooza erabika yali mbala saasa ya
usual snake.
Kumbe
twefuliye
ekiwuka
peer as a snake and we bite him.
And
he said, this familiarize who?
Omoyo w'amaanyi yali ali mu ye.
The spirit of power was in him.
And
this one has come bite him, bring sickness to him. These things when we started them,
sometime
back we looked at them.
When we looked
in the book of Exodus,
and we
saw things which we have done.
Sorcerers
turning things into snakes,
turning
insects into other things.
There's
nothing else
they've
made which is new.
But these
fallen angels themselves making themselves into those things.
You
remember things which happened in the era of Moses. And the other time we studied them in the first parts we covered.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's
read
verse
4,
Acts
28.
Ebikolo yabatuma esula ya 28 n'olunyiri lwa 4.
Acts chapter 28 verses 4.
Bannaggwanga bwe baalaba ekyekulula nga kireebeetaleebeeta nga kireebeetera ku mukono, ne bagamba bokka na bokka nti, mazima omuntu ono musi, newankubadde nga alokose mu nnyanja, omusango tegumuganya kubeera mulamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bagenda okulaba,
as they saw,
ekintu kiri ku mukono
kireebeetera ku, is hanging on his hand,
ogwo mutume Paulo,
the hand of apostle Paul,
ne bagamba,
and they said,
ddala omuntu ono muzi alina ebibi,
this man is a murderer, he has sins,
bakatonda baabo bamukimyeko,
God still have come for him.
For
they knew on that place
that
thing appears God with poison. And when they bite you, you don't get saved and healed.
But
they are not gods but fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
Acts
28
verses
5. Olinyolwa mukaga, naye bali ne balowooza nti anaazimba oba anaasinduka.
They
said, what is next?
Tumuleke.
He's been claiming in the waters.
Simanyi malaika wa Mukama
yamulabikidde.
Told him we're going to be saved. Baawo nera kitufu baawona.
But still they said no.
Ati we begattaka abo ku kyalo.
When they joined on the village,
nyumiriza byonnanga ebibadde.
Told them all things. And they said, we are going to see him.
Now,
like this experience has beaten someone and he survived to live.
We are
going to see him swell his hand.
Oh,
he will slip down to fall down to death.
Acts 28
verses 6.
Naye bali ne balowooza nti anaazimba oba anaasinduka okugwa eri nti okugwa eri nga mufu. Naye bwe baalwawo ennyo nga bamutunuulira, ne batalaba kibi kyabaddeko, ne bakyuka ne bagamba nti Katonda.
Look at what happened. Not to be with a man and they arrest you. They are silent, they have beaten you. And they say, let's see the next thing. Give him a few minutes. He's going to fall down to death.
They knew that when you're bitten by that snake.
Those days they say a few days you'll be finished.
Those days have passed, for they knew a thing like that when it bites you, that they are in them a wild god.
Survive minutes they knew of, so minutes had passed, and they said, this one is a god himself. If his fellow God has beaten him, he's not died.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. But when you look in Mark, Mark chapter 16, our Lord had already told us that the things like those, they will happen. Attacked of different likeness of animals. And the fallen angels come within them. But in bringing this word, he has given us authority over these demons. We don't say he had given us just.
He
gave us, but some of us don't know how to use it. And we thought when we were there, you used that. But we've gone to see condive with these demons. And they condive with Satan and his fallen angels.
To
make different sicknesses when they pass through different creations. Let's read from verse 16. Mark chapter 16, from verse 16.
Akiriza n'abatizibwa alirokoka naye atakiriza omusango guli musinga 17 era obubonero buno bunagendanga nabo abakkiriza nti banaagobanga emizimu mu linnya lyange banaayogeranga ennimi empya 18 banaakwatanga ku misota bwe banaanywanga ekintu ekitta tekiibakolenga kabi n'akatono banasangako emikono abalwadde.
Praise Jesus so much. You'll hear that they even touch the snakes.
You
know, these usual snakes, they are there. And we know if it bites you because of the weakness of the body, if it late giving you the medicine for that, friend, the body surrenders. The body dies and you check out of it. If you give it medicine in time, you get well. But there are snakes they send, and they are not just usual snakes, but they are fallen angels. They bite you and they get aside, stir it up, and they stir up those sicknesses. They may even give usual medicine they give for victims of snake bites. You don't get healed. Now there are snakes you hear that they birthed them. They are not usual snakes they have birthed.
Fallen angels.
Those are fallen angels.
Those
known as the demons.
But
authority was given us.
Though
we touch the physical snakes of those they have sent.
Friend,
you see it disappear.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in all,
the
way of healing sicknesses of the devils
is
supposed to capture those who have brought them first. But in all, what you are to understand, there are people,
or
what you call giving witchcraft,
or
inquiring from the dead and things like those. All those people have condived with fallen angels. When they give you a medicine or a herb to give it to someone, be like this, that when they will jump it, this will follow on them. As you jump that, you feel something holds your leg. This mere grass have jumped. Yet what is in that grass?
Simudo.
Is not usual grass.
These
are not just herbs put down there.
It's
a fallen angel
and
is hidden in the dust or in those wrapped as trees. That's why you can see they can send something in the operating and they get their leather braids and sauce pans. They get their number of things.
And
it says snails from snails. The saucepans which have been crushed.
Put
them in my stomach.
You
understood how they make them. And they get out snail snakes from your stomach. I don't know they used to call them what?
What do we have into?
There are terms they give them. They call them what? Praise the Lord. That which apostle is teaching of. I saw it at our home. Those wizards and sorcerers, they used to come with things like horns. It puts it on the leg or any point you feel pain. The one they put it on, they say they feel things move them. But they use the language. They bite them to get that thing out of it. I put the horn on that point of the body and then it gets out things from them. There's even another hand behind. Praise the Lord, brethren. Me too, what is spoken of, I've ever seen it. Some of them they call them bones. But they get from you leather braids, the forks. So they get like spoons from you. And they put new bottle like things. Now when the sorcerer is coming, the wizard. He's a wizard. Now when the wizard is coming, when they come, they say the old women, they're the ones who send those bones. Now you have to call the one who sent those bones to you to treat you for that. Still there's something they bring, it's like a horn. And they move your entire body. They bring it, put it a point, you feel more pain.
It
move your entire body. Now if you put it upon on the point of the hand, when the fork is in the hand, it stands there and they cut there a spoon. I saw those things at the side of Bugerere and they did them there. What the Spirit is explaining is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Friend, that's why you go to false prophets. You're going to vomit herbs, yet they're the ones putting them in you.
Then
you vomit snails. But fallen angels have masqueraded
those
things. No, I remember in the journal of heaven,
when
we
chased
them and they taught me how to chase them with the angels of the chains. The angels of death and hell will bind
them.
They will turn into anything.
It
can become and turn into a paper.
You see,
is there, yet you see a paper.
And you beat
it, it turns into a young baby, child. After it
calls
you, it turns into your physical child. And you wonder, you see something comes to scratch you. You get to be merciful. Praise the Lord, brethren. The thing you teach over, I grew up in it. At our village, right from infancy, I saw them. Mostly, they were elder women who did those things.
And
when you reach them and you angered them, and they do it to you. We had gotten the tricks how they did it. You know, their eyes will turn. They look at you and twist their eye. You know, they have put it in you.
Now, when
we reach them, we mark their tricks. We know the woman older there has them. You know, our home, we call them that. When you reach a spot, you know that person does them. That you wrap your fingers like this and they don't enter you.
We reached,
I was with my best friend, young wife of 18 years. But you put things. If they send you for water, you refuse. Whether you want it or not, you get that dose.
But
wizard who treated that, he was on another village. When you get it here, they tell you to take it to another person who treated that. But when you reach that, they move your body, your entire body. But he never used the horn. He himself gets on your stomach, if they're in the stomach. He begins to suck them from there.
Chimuku chimo.
One.
He
puts it aside.
Everything
he gets from you is 5,000 shillings.
Right
from my infancy, I saw the things. But I thank God I wasn't affected. Me too, I didn't know how I survived.
Any
person, I sensed I did what they called me.
Me, I thought it's
what protected me, yet now I realize it was God.
Yes, we was waiting.
Praise Jesus so much.
Those
things, if you want to know the way they work, you see a night dancer. When they unbury the dead body, move it in the night. A fallen angel is the one who enters it. And he begins to move it like that. Like that. Now, when you meet him, the dead body
was
buried.
I
found it jumping. Don't fear on the way back.
Hmm.
But you shouldn't fear. Those are what the devils do. Those people, when they are trained to work with evil spirits, all those fallen angels, when they train their young children to be enrolled into night dancing, and to call dead bodies and to move them, to take them where they will eat them from, they begin from the sticks. They bury it here,
and
they go call it when they are elsewhere, it passes through the ground to reach them. And it ends up to where they are.
But
all those are the powers of darkness we speak of.
It
involves the devils to masquerade.
Agara to one is omokono neira sebo. Kamuko kawekati. Kari.
Even another thing, Apostle, I had forgotten. I want to give a testimony on Ezekiel
8.
These elders who were before the animals.
On our
village, I saw much. I saw what they call all form of witchcraft. On our village, there were night dancers. One elder remained, they told us the night dancer. One day I visited my auntie in the night, she told me, be there, you will see him. After they ate supper, we entered the house.
And
when to sleep, I didn't sleep, I remained on the door. I was there, I said, I want to see all
these guys.
All along, he reaches when he comes from the well. I first saw a dog passing. He must be the one. He's the one. As I was there,
the
past went back.
To
come the second time, it came in a dancer.
She
was a woman passing quick.
I
ran, said it's real. They have a dog, another an owl. Me, I didn't end on that one. I saw another magician. They came on the village, they told us
what to
said, I'm going to put witchcraft, you'll see every night dancer come here. We saw all the elders they pointed us, the dancers coming out. Mother said, I want to see them. They put witchcraft home. Every type of animal came home. They came like eight animals. Even the night dancers came eight.
Owembwa,
the one of the dog,
owekapa,
of the cat,
chika,
every
uguru,
type of the owl, they all sat where they put the
witchcraft.
From that day, he said, I'm not content against the dancers. And those are things. The last thing,
Muganda wango mutoto ali kusomero ngabaina bebe kwata nabo mikwano jino jetubera najo jino.
My junior brother had a friend at school.
Ocho sembe yoku obujuli zinti engereje bayigiriza amu okuroga abana babo.
The way they direct to bewitch their children.
Abana ngaba wakanambo tasobola kuzukiza mulambo.
The children said they can't raise the dead body.
Ngena ayo manye bye chitoba kubempake ze chisiro.
The younger they were not believing.
Bage breakfast.
They went for breakfast. The child told them, I want to prove you I can raise the dead body. Get a grasshopper and give it to me. And they brought it.
Narita,
he killed it.
Narizika
buried it as they saw. The child went to look for grass. He put upon it on the ground. And the grasshopper came out. From then, I proved that witchcraft. And me, I've known
witchcraft
is real, but I know. I didn't know what can make me survive, but I've seen witchcraft.
So to
how wizards stand to the animals. I have much. But because of time, let me end there.
Amen. Yes, dear, was you.
Praise Jesus.
So, and what is our Satan?
Now, the sicknesses of the devils and his fallen angels or demons, those they make through masquerading into different creations. And to sing the way we are to heal them.
Well,
that is our work as church. Given authority to chase demons and to heal different sicknesses. Why did he first chase? And he said, first chase.
When
if you don't chase them out,
not
bind the power in the body of that person.
You can't
destroy the evil works is done in them.
That's where we're going to
move raise levels as we teach. Now we shall speak of many things. But they involve magic of casting spells.
You'll
see it even in some churches it's reached. He tells you go speak these words at night. The one attacking you, they are going to face it.
You have spells
you are casting out. Those who are given salt and you squeeze it in your palms. As you speak what they told you. Because you found God loving you much. And those spirits did come to follow you.
There are
those who drink jerrycans of alcohol like that. Alone. Inside them there is something drinking. Those who bite the bottles, they are not the ones biting them. All those involved fallen angels. But God gives us authority now. For he told us when we started yesterday in the first Corinthians 4 verses 6 and 7, the more we get the full knowledge,
it's
exceeding power from him.
He's
ready to give us power to confront the evil things of the world. Satan and his fallen angels. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. We shall add on tomorrow in the name of the Lord Jesus.